Chapter 6. Zara.
The king, you say?
Richard Dawes asks, his eyebrows shooting upward.
That's quite prestigious, Zara.
Yes, I reply, trying hard not to fidget with my talisman. It seems that our work against the Harbingers has at last reached King Æthelgar's ears. He wants to hear more about it, I suppose. We sit together in a quiet nook in the great library, surrounded by massive shelves of books. We're relatively secluded from the other mages, but we're sure to keep our voices low to avoid being overheard, just in case. He shakes his head in disbelief.
That's incredible! And a few days after you're raised to Seeker, no less. Congratulations!
I wave my hand dismissively. It's nothing. Merely a ceremonial title. I think the High Magus did it just to keep me closer to her. That way she can keep me from getting into any more trouble. I make a face, but he merely shrugs.
Being close to the High Magus isn't a bad thing, he replies. You'll get to learn from her in ways that others can only dream of. It'll do wonders for your career.
I'm not sure if any of that matters anymore, I mutter, glancing away from him.
What do you mean?
I chew my lip, watching as a pair of mages walks past our section a little way down the hall. Everything that's going on with the Harbingers and the Ark, it seems like the world itself is coming to an end. If that happens, it doesn't really matter what promotions we've had, does it? I look back, and Richard gives me a warm smile.
You worry too much. Anyway, these rumors about demons are just a myth. And didn't you say yourself that the Harbingers seem to have left the city?
Forcing a smile, I shrug. I remind myself that, like most people, he doesn't know about the Emberwood and most of what has transpired over the last few months. Things are much worse than he realizes. In response to his optimism, I simply reply, I suppose. He leans casually back in his seat.
You have nothing to worry about, Zara. Things will continue on as they always have, and perhaps one day you will even sit on the circle yourself.
I snort at his statement, given so earnestly, and let out a deep breath. Yeah, I mutter. Maybe. Richard stares at me for a moment, white robes seemingly brighter under the light of the chandeliers above us, before once again breaking the silence. He clears his throat awkwardly.
So, what are you going to do now? I mean, now that the Harbinger threat has been supposedly dealt with? Are you finally going to take some time and relax? I have some fascinating books I've been setting aside for you.
That's very kind of you, Richard, I reply, glancing at a clock artifice hanging from the far wall. And I would love to relax, but unfortunately I have to leave in a few minutes.
Leave? Why?
I give him a playful smile. Some of us actually have lives outside of this library, you know.
I find that hard to believe, he says with a grin. You probably spend more time here than any other mage in the Conclave. So, where are you off to, anyway?
I push back my chair and stand, smoothing out the front of my mage robes. They are a form-fitting pair, fashionably cut, with intricate gold thread lining the bodice. I'm meeting a friend today, I reply, trying not to sound too over-eager. Someone who I never thought I'd see again. For just the barest instant, I think I see a look flash in his eyes. Sadness? Jealousy?
A friend? He asks.
Yes, I reply delicately. He's a bit of a rube. Not one for books or magic. But he's nice. I'll have to introduce you to sometime.
Well, Richard says, also standing. I should probably get going, too. Those books aren't going to sort themselves.
He glances over at me and smiles again, his expression carefully neutral.
See you around, Zara.
I wave at him as I leave. Turning a corner, I make my way to the stairs leading to the main floor of the Pillar of Radiance. The maze-like corridors of the library rise up all around me, surrounding me with the leather spines of books and the musty smell of parchment. According to the stewards, a band of rangers arrived at Tarsus late the night before, renting rooms at an inn near the royal palace. Since our meeting with the king and his attendants is scheduled to take place the next morning, I can only assume that this group came from the Grand Lodge and that Owen is among them. After having fretted through my morning, before accomplishing all of my more important tasks for the day, I'm finally ready to go see him.
Light, why am I so nervous about this?
Owen and I hadn't said farewell on the friendliest of terms. In fact, as I now remember it correctly, he had come to apologize to me when I snapped at him and rather ungraciously told him to leave. Even as I think of him while I climb the stairs to the main floor, I can't help but wonder about where we currently stand. Will he forgive me for the way I've treated him? Will things be like they were in the Emberwood? Or will they be forced, strained by our different stations and the harsh words we've exchanged with one another? The only way to know for sure is to meet him face to face. People flood the main level of the tower, bustling this way and that through the cavernous chamber. I step out of the staircase and make my way toward the exit, the grand double doors standing open, admitting mages and aristocrats from all over the city. There is a flow to the traffic and rhythm that can take some time to get used to. Fortunately, I've spent enough time at the conclave that the stream of bodies has become second nature to me. I weave my way through the crowd, flitting from one end of the chamber to the other without much trouble. As I step outside of the pillar, the sunlight greets me from high above, warming my skin. The manicured gardens of the conclave stretch out before me, the shrubs and trees all tinged with orange, reflecting the changing seasons. On the other side of the gardens are the gates to the conclave, which is where I will be able to secure a carriage to take me to the inn. I set off at once, hurrying down the steps and making my way through a row of hedges that have been expertly trimmed to appear like castle walls. Off to my side, a fountain babbles softly, spilling crystal-clear water into a pool carved from white marble. My eyes remain forward on my destination, and I find it difficult to appreciate the beauty of the scenery around me as I think about my meeting with Owen. Blasted ranger, I think, striding past an elderly mage, studying a scroll on a bench. I haven't even seen him yet, and he still manages to turn my brain into mush. As I near the gates, a plan begins to formulate in my mind, detailing exactly what I'm going to say when I see him. Be cool and professional, I silently tell myself, attempting to adopt a sufficiently mage-like mask. He may very well be awkward when you start talking. Don't let things get uncomfortable. Apologize for getting so cold the last time, and keep him from realizing how hurt you were that he'd left so abruptly. Express interest in beginning again. He'll be sure to understand. The guards give me one look and wave me by as I exit the gates, my blue robes automatically identifying me as a mage. As I step past the wrought iron fencing, I turn to approach the line of carriages waiting at the edge of the city street. However, before I can take three steps, I stop dead in my tracks as I'm confronted with the most unexpected sight. A tall young man stands frozen mid-step in front of me, his forest green eyes wide as he just stares, his gaze meeting mine. His features are sturdy, skin tanned by the sun, and his defined jaw hangs open slightly as we continue to eye one another, both at a loss for words. A gray-green mottled cloak adorns his body, and a familiar hatchet hangs from his belt, worn, but still lovingly cared for. Instantly, all my carefully planned poise goes out the window.
"Oh,"
I say, inelegantly, heart fluttering in my chest.
"Hi, Owen."
He hesitates for a moment, as if unsure, then rushes toward me, wrapping me in a powerful yet tender hug. It happens so quickly that I have little time to react. One moment we're standing apart from each other, speechless. Then the next thing I know, he's embracing me tightly, my body pressing against his. I can feel myself melting in his arms, inhibitions vanishing like smoke on the wind. His scent is clean but earthy, like the woods after a rainstorm, and I find my thoughts becoming even more muddled as I breathe him in. What was I thinking about before? What was I going to say? In that moment, I find it difficult to care. After a while, I'm not entirely sure how long, Owen releases me, stepping back with that same familiar lopsided grin plastered on his face.
"Sorry about that," he says, seeming a little abashed. "It's been a while since I've been with Elias. He normally wouldn't approve of such behavior."
"It's all right," I reply, blushing. "I don't mind at all."
"Light, it's good to see you again, Zara," he says after another moment.
I catch his eyes wandering over my figure before they glance back up at my face, which only causes my blush to deepen. Light, curse him.
"It's good to see you again, too, Owen," I reply, trying to regain some of my lost composure. "Welcome back to Tarsus."
He looks around, glancing up at the towers rising up behind me.
"It's good to be back,"
he says with a somewhat amused smile. I know he only says it for my benefit.
"So,"
I say, after a few seconds of silence passes between us,
"how have things been for you lately? Have you managed to stay out of trouble?"
He snorts.
"Things have been interesting for me. Not at all what I expected. What about you? Have things been quiet at the conclave?"
I smile wryly at him.
"You have no idea. Not in the least."
"Well," he replies, "I'd love to hear about it. Are you busy right now? The clouds have finally cleared up. Maybe we can go for a walk?"
"I'd like that very much."
I lead him back to the gates of the conclave, gesturing to the guards that Owen will be accompanying me. They eye his weapons warily but open the gates, granting us access to the gardens. We wander around, walking past fountains and beds of autumn flowers, all the while chatting about what the past few weeks consisted of for us. He regales me with a harrowing tale of betrayal within the ranks of the Rangers, all about how a rogue Gorgon had been pulling the strings and manipulating the Master Warden. I in turn tell him about my encounters with the Harbingers and how I eventually saved the High Magus' life. We laugh and we listen with rapt attention while the other speaks, asking questions when appropriate, but otherwise enjoying one another's company. Eventually, after having traversed the garden paths three times over, we settle down on a bench, sitting a friendly distance apart.
"What strange paths the both of us walk," he says at length, shaking his head in wonder. "How do we find ourselves in these sorts of situations?"
I smile faintly.
"I haven't the slightest, but it certainly makes for interesting storytelling."
Owen grunts in agreement, then falls strangely quiet. He glances over at me, his expression serious.
"Listen, Zara, my time in the Ashwood has given me a chance to think. I wanted to say I'm sorry for everything. Elias leaving put me all out of sorts, and I'm sorry about the way things happened."
I reach forward and place a hand on his.
"No, Owen, I'm the one who should be sorry. You tried to apologize on the day of my raising, and I wouldn't listen. I shouldn't have snapped at you the way I did.
He looks down at my hand on his, then meets my eyes. Suddenly feeling presumptuous, I pull away.
Friends? He asks.
Friends, I reply, giving him a smile that he returns.
Somewhere off in the city a bell tolls, signaling the time. Looking up at the position of the sun, I find myself cursing under my breath.
Light, I think. Mid-afternoon already? Where had the time gone?
I should probably go, I say regretfully, turning my gaze back to Owen. There are still a few more things I need to do before sundown and our meeting with the king tomorrow.
The king?
Owen looks at me, quirking an eyebrow.
You were summoned by him as well?
Yes, I answer, surprised. They didn't tell you?
No,
he replies, shaking his head.
That's why I was outside the conclave just now. I was coming to see you. I'd heard a group of rangers had arrived overnight. I thought that you might be with them, due to the meeting with the king.
I glance up at him and see a softness in his eyes.
I had no idea, he says. The letter didn't really say much. I thought I was going to have to meet with him alone.
I give him a reassuring smile.
Well, you won't have to. I'll be there, standing right beside you.
His eyes light up. Any idea what he wants from us?
Yes. We were called to explain what occurred in the Emberwood. He knows about the demons, and he wants to do everything he can to protect the kingdom. Or at least, that's what the summons said.
Relief is evident on Owen's face.
I'm glad we have his support. With the rangers and mages now aligned, hopefully this fight will be over soon.
I want to agree with him, but after speaking with Laramie, my worries over the state of Tarsinium have grown. Yes, we can only hope.
Together we stand, and an idea comes to mind.
Court doesn't start until mid-morning. Would you like to meet up before then? I could give you a special tour of the conclave.
He glances uneasily up at the Pillar of Radiance, but nods.
Sure. That sounds nice. I look forward to it.
We hug again, more awkwardly this time, before bidding each other farewell. When I begin making my way back to the Azure Tower, I find myself smiling uncontrollably, my spirits lifted. Even as I go about my required chores in preparation for tomorrow's meeting, I'm hopelessly distracted, thinking about those deep green eyes and that lopsided grin. Light almighty, I think to myself wistfully, trying unsuccessfully to concentrate on my books. You still have a long way to go before you're as focused as High Magus Sylvania. Yet, a part of me feels that maybe that isn't such a bad thing.